Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Bethel teenager briefly took over the controls of a commercial airplane yesterday. Alaska State Troopers report that 18-year-old Jaden Lake Kamaroff tried to crash the plane, which was headed from Bethel to Antioch Wednesday afternoon with six people on board. Troopers say Kamaroff got up from his seat mid-flight and grabbed the yoke, causing the Cessna Caravan to nosedive, but that the pilot was able to regain control and other passengers pulled Kamaroff away and subdued him until the pilot landed the plane safely in Antioch. Antioch troopers arrested Kamaroff, who faces charges of terroristic threatening and attempted assault. The Federal Aviation Administration was notified of the incident. In just a few days, Alaska will see its first large cruise ship since the pandemic began. Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas cast off from the Port of Seattle yesterday for a short jaunt up to Ketchikan. It's a test sailing to satisfy requirements from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and as KRBD's Eric Stone reports, it'll kick off a cruise season like no other.
Before they can welcome tourists aboard again, the CDC is requiring cruise lines to test their COVID-19 protocols with a so-called simulated voyage, says Cruise Lines International Association Senior Vice President Brian Salerno.
Making sure that all of the procedures are in place, everybody knows their duties, that they know how to handle emergencies.
A Royal Caribbean representative not authorized to speak to the media says the Serenade of the Seas test voyage will carry some 300 passengers, largely Royal Caribbean employees and their guests who volunteered to serve as guinea pigs. Another 800 crew will also be aboard. Cruise lines can get around the simulated voyage requirement by mandating that at least 95% of passengers and crew are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
And I'm Dan Bross.